You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer returns for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily, the daily edition. Once again, back again, we're going to play two today on the Purple Project Podcast daily here. Primetime edition here, focusing on baseball, which is tearing it up right now. A big homestand, and right now they're doing what they need to do to try to get themselves in position here to go to the postseason. But this is on an individual stand as well. Last week at some point, I talked about a little bit about Connor McCullough earning Big 12 Player of the Week. Well, K-State goes back-to-back in this apartment. This time, it's Chris Ceballos. Yep, Chris Ceballos, the senior on his team, who's been really tearing it up all year long for Pete Hughes' squad, got selected as Big 12 Player of the Week yesterday there by the conference officials yesterday afternoon. Of course, I probably mentioned this on one of the dailies already, but Chris has homered his last four consecutive games and had 15 RBIs last weekend. He went off against Texas Southern in their recent series there. Obviously here, when you look at his line here, over the past several games, hitting some .538 average, 6 slugging, and the Wildcats 4-0, that capped off by a sweep of the Tigers of Texas Southern there, and then and that includes actually Missouri last Tuesday there with the highest scoring affair of 13-8 there, where Ceballos went 3-for-4 there with 2 doubles and a dinger as well, and he hit a career high, game high, 5 RBIs in this game. Of course, Ceballos is from the Chino Hills, California area, and then he cashed in his first career grand slam in the opener last week against Texas Southern before connecting on another bomb, 3-run bomb in the middle game, and then did it again, and then rewind it back, did it again on Sunday as well. Ceballos has been on a home run barrage and has really sparked this K-State 6-in-a-row run here. And Alex mentioned this, give him a little credit as well in the podcast. The last episode, that weekly episode that we did, he said, hey, look, man, they got to put wins together, and they have done exactly that, and they are in prime position. And if they can get the series, get 2 or 3 against Baylor here, woo, they're going to be in some good shape. But hey, folks, Purple Nation, Wildcat Nation, get excited for your baseball team, because right now they are playing very, very well right now, and that's back-to-back Big 12 Players of the Week. Connor McCullough last week, Chris Ceballos this week, and then early on in the season, Jordan Wicks. That's 3 players from Pete Hughes' team that's got nominated as Big 12 Player of the Week this season. That is impressive, and they are charging hot in the Waco here, coming up with an important conference 3-game set. Baylor is 4th right now in the conference. They've won their last 2 games, but no, they're no hotter right now than our K-State Wildcat baseball team right now. They've won 6 in a row, capped off a tremendous homestand. Now you got to go on the road and back it up. This is where, I mean, K-State has struggled a little bit at times on the road this year in conference play. Of course, you got to go back a little bit to Oklahoma State. They got swept. I know it was early, but they got swept away by Oklahoma State there, and that's really. And then they got dominated by Texas there, getting swept by both. So, the question is for them coming in the series, can they escape their road demons and get over the hump on the road? This is going to be key right here. Can they do it? We're going to talk a little bit more about this on the weekly edition coming up for you guys, episode 52. I know you guys have been patiently waiting for that, but that's the key right now. Baylor sitting 4th in the conference. K-State has moved up 2 spots to 6 right now. So this is huge for them. If they can get Baylor here, they could possibly switch spots. Maybe even skip over the Cowboys here, which they're sitting at 8-10 right now right in between Baylor and Kansas State right now. Our Wildcats sitting right there. So that's the problem. That's the it. That's the problem right there. They're very talented here at Toyton Family Stadium, but when they go away from Toyton, they seem to become a different team. And if they can bring that same tenacity offensively on the from a home to away, then they're gonna be tough to deal with. So, but they're gonna have their hands full against Baylor. Baylor overall sits 27-13, and then K-State recent hot streak of 6-27-16, heading to an important three game series in Waco against the Baylor Bears this weekend. But yes, again, Cast Nation, once again, rise up for your baseball team as Chris Caballos, your Big 12 Player of the Week, back-to-back weeks as K-State gets nominated for the Big 12 Player of the Week. That's going to wrap things up for now on the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer signing out. Thanks for listening. Continue to download, listen, tell your fellow K-State friends, or if you're in school, please spread the word about the Triple P. And we'll be back with another edition very, very soon. Go Cats!
Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.